Right now on VFN TV, we're going to have an overview of President Trump's international tour. They just got back from a very successful tour. Also, the president meets with the prime minister of Japan. We'll hear about that meeting as well. And what is NATO? What is NATO all about? And we'll hear a speech by the president. Really helps us understand why he's standing up for the taxpayer at NATO. And finally, we're going to go to a prophetic word that was delivered to the managers of Christian Television Network about the anchors, news anchors, and what's happening. A powerful word took place and how we got a chance to serve them right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
What Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence, and God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns it back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year.
Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time.
And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, we had the most exciting first international trip of President Donald Trump around many different countries. As a matter of fact, here is a highlight reel of what a blessed trip it was. Take a look.
From Saudi Arabia to Israel to NATO to the G7, we made extraordinary gains on this historic trip to advance the security and prosperity of the United States, our friends, and our allies. We paved the way for a new era of cooperation among the nations of the world to defeat the common enemy of terrorism and provide our children with a much more hopeful future. I was deeply encouraged to hear from the leaders of many Muslim and Arab nations that they are ready to take on a greater role in combating terrorism and providing young Muslims in their region with a future of safety and a future of opportunity. I went to Jerusalem, where I reaffirmed our unbreakable bond with the State of Israel. I was awed by the majesty and beauty of the Holy Land and the faith and reverence of the devoted people who live there. All children from all faiths deserve a future of hope and peace. In Rome, I was inspired by the beauty and even more inspired by meeting with Pope Francis. Then I traveled to two summits, first at a NATO summit in Brussels, where we agreed to improve the burden sharing among members of our alliance and to further confront the shared threat of terrorism. Next, I attended the G7. I laid out my vision for economic growth and fair trade and support of good-paying jobs, and I called for much greater security and cooperation on matters of both terrorism, immigration, migration, to protect our citizens. We concluded a truly historic week for our country. We traveled the world to strengthen long-standing alliances and to form a new partnership among nations devoted to the task of eradicating the terrorism that plagues our planet. And I am now more hopeful than ever in the possibility that nations of many faiths, many religions, and from many regions can join together in a common cause.
Can we ask for a better leader than exactly what he said he's going to do? He went into the world, into the nations, and said, this is the American taxpayer, this is what they want, and he began to set agenda for safety and security and investing in NATO. It was a major trip. We're going to talk more about that today, but We need to pray for our president and pray protection over his cabinet and the government, that God's going to begin to continue to go in this direction, because this is the mercies of God. As a matter of fact, that President Trump even got a chance to meet with the Prime Minister of Japan, Prime Minister Abe. Matter of fact, take a look there.
Thank you very much. It's great to have Prime Minister Abe, a friend of mine and somebody we've just developed a great relationship. And it's wonderful to have you here. We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be, in particular, focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that. And I just want to thank you very much, Prime Minister.
It's a great pleasure for me to see you again. There's one unfortunate thing that I have to confess. This time around, we won't be able to play golf together.
NATO, so して中東訪問の大成功に祝意を表したいと思います。世界の方安全保障に強くコミットして姿勢を示しておられますことに対して評価したいと思います。
And also at the outset, I'd like to congratulate you on your successful visit to the Middle East region, as well as your participation in the NATO summit. And through your visit, I understand that you have demonstrated robust commitment to ensuring global security, and I highly value your commitment.
北朝鮮の問題はもちろんのこと、世界のさまざまな課題について、共にしっかりとお連携していくことを確認する首脳会談としたいと思います。
Of course, as you mentioned, we are going to talk about North Korean issues, but also we are going to cover other various challenges of the international community. And on this occasion, I would like to reconfirm our close partnership as well as collaboration in addressing those of the challenges.
Well, I want to say that it is reconfirmed. It is a close partnership and collaboration and friendship. We've developed a great friendship, and I look forward to being with you, spending some time with you, and I'll be seeing you for today, and I'll be seeing you, I'm sure, many times over the years to come, and I look forward to that. Thank you.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Japan's military is the U.S. military. When they, during World War II, remember the historical, not the present-day Japanese folks, but their forefathers attacked America, Pearl Harbor. And one of the agreements they had to sign at that time was, you cannot have your own military, but we would protect them. So you're looking at America's leader and Japan's leader coming together, working out how that protection is going to be. And he is reportedly getting really close to President Trump, and they're standing together. That's powerful to see that take place, and we're just grateful for that taking place. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about NATO. A lot of us don't understand NATO, but it's very important. You, the taxpayer, all of us, we've been funding this thing called NATO, and our president is saying, listen, it's about defending other countries. You need to pay your fair share. American tax dollars, taxpayers should not have to pay for the defense of your country. But we have been doing that. And so the president takes a serious stand in front of all these countries, and guess what? We have that speech for you right here on VFN TV. Join us after the break.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. Well, you know, the President Trump just went and had the speech to NATO.
Yes.
And with NATO, which is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's where all the countries that participate are supposed to pay 2% of their gross domestic product.
Yes, GDP, right?
Yeah, to be able to help support the military. And that way we're there for each other. 28, I think. And
put some money in the kitty for defense, right?
Well, that's what's supposed to happen. Yeah. And so if something happens to one of the NATO countries, then if it happens to one, it happens to all. But the problem is, when the bill showed up, the bill happened to one, but it didn't happen to all.
That's right.
But before we go there, because President Trump said exactly what he said he would do, he confronted the countries.
Yes.
But let's find out a little bit what NATO's about first. Take a look.
What is NATO, and why are the world's most powerful leaders suddenly so worried about it? Well, NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. It's a political and military alliance between North America and Europe that was born out of World War II and signed into effect in 1949. Its main aim back then, to push back against any future aggression from the Soviet Union.
The developments of the North Atlantic Pact may have been reflected in the recent changes in the Soviet High Command.
This became particularly important in 1955 when the Soviet Union and seven other European countries signed the Warsaw Pact. Communism was spreading across Eastern and Central Europe, and this pact promised military support for Soviet satellite states. There were 12 original NATO member countries. Today, there are 28. Seven of those are former Warsaw Pact countries. Each member of NATO has an equal say in discussions and decisions. One of the most important principles of the NATO treaty is Article 5. It states that an attack on one country is, in theory, an attack against all members. In theory, all troops and equipment in each nation is available for NATO to use. That means there are 3.6 million active personnel and another 3.7 million in reserve. So if it really came down to it, 7.3 million NATO forces could be mobilized. But Article 5 has been invoked only once in its nearly 70-year history, the day after 9/11. It led to NATO action in Afghanistan. Collectively, NATO member states account for most of the globe's military spending, just under $1 trillion. In 2006, all 28 member states agreed to spend 2% of their GDP for the alliance's defense spending. But in fact, in reality, that target is rarely met. In 2015, the median spend was just 1.18%. The United States spent a whopping 3.7%.
That means that America accounted for some 70% of the alliance's total defense spending. And it is only one of five countries to spend more than 2%.
NATO admits the funding imbalance has been an issue since the start of the alliance, and that it does cause
friction.
That's
why it's so important for us to understand this before we understand the president's going to do. He's speaking right there at NATO. They just built it. Obviously, they built it on the American dollar and the British dollar.
That's
There's
right.
only a handful of countries that are paying their 2%. And Great Britain is, and a couple other ones are, but most of them are not. And he's saying, he's right in front of the piece of the Berlin Wall there and a piece of the 9/11. The 9/11 Museum dedicated that piece of the building that fell down, the towers. And he's standing in the presence of them. So when you hear this authoritative speech where he's being nice, but he's saying, nobody told me how much this building costs. He's saying, because you paid for it. The taxpayer paid for it. American taxpayer.
70% of the bill.
70%. So if something happens in the world with one of these 28 countries, you, the taxpayer, would pay for that. And he's saying, listen, everybody pay your 2% and then we can do this. And that's the bare minimum. So let's join President Trump at the NATO speech as he's addressing as the primary giver of finances and support and military support for these countries. Take a look.
Thank you very much, Secretary General Stoltenberg, Chancellor Merkel. Thank you very much. Other heads of state and government, I'm honored to be here with members of an alliance that has promoted safety and peace across the world. Prime Minister May, all of the nations here today grieve with you and stand with you. I would like to ask that we now observe a moment of silence for the victims and families of the savage attack which took place in Manchester. Thank you. Terrible thing. This ceremony is a day for both remembrance and resolve. We remember and mourn those nearly 3,000 innocent people who were brutally murdered by terrorists on September 11th, 2001. Our NATO allies responded swiftly and decisively, invoking for the first time in its history the Article 5 collective defense commitments. The recent attack on Manchester in the United Kingdom demonstrates the depths of the evil we face with terrorism. Innocent little girls and so many others were horribly murdered and badly injured while attending a concert. Beautiful lives with so much great potential torn from their families forever and ever. It was a barbaric and vicious attack upon our civilization. All people who cherish life must unite in finding, exposing, and removing these killers and extremists. And yes, losers. They are losers. Wherever they exist in our societies, we must drive them out and never, ever let them back in. This call for driving out terrorism is a message I took to a historic gathering of Arab and Muslim leaders across the region, hosted by Saudi Arabia. There, I spent much time with King Salman, a wise man who wants to see things get much better rapidly. The leaders of the Middle East have agreed at this unprecedented meeting to stop funding the radical ideology that leads to this horrible terrorism all over the globe. My travels and meetings have given me renewed hope that nations of many faiths can unite to defeat terrorism, a common threat to all of humanity. Terrorism must be stopped in its tracks or the horror you saw in Manchester and so many other places will continue forever. You have thousands and thousands of people pouring into our various countries and spreading throughout. And in many cases, we have no idea who they are. We must be tough, we must be strong, and we must be vigilant. The NATO of the future must include a great focus on terrorism and immigration, as well as threats from Russia and on NATO's eastern and southern borders. These grave security concerns are the same reason that I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States. And many of these nations owe massive amounts of money from past years and not paying in those past years. Over the last 8 years, the United States spent more on defense than all other NATO countries combined. If all NATO members had spent just 2% of their GDP on defense last year, we would have had another $119 billion for our collective defense and for the financing of additional NATO reserves. We should recognize that with these chronic underpayments and growing threats, even 2% of GDP is insufficient to close the gaps in modernizing readiness and the size of forces. We have to make up for the many years lost. 2% is the bare minimum for confronting today's very real and very vicious threats. If NATO countries made their full and complete contributions, then NATO would be even stronger than it is today, especially from the threat of terrorism. I want to extend my appreciation to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York for contributing this remnant of the North Tower, as well as to Chancellor Merkel and the German people for donating this portion of the Berlin Wall. It is truly fitting that these two artifacts now reside here so close together at the new NATO headquarters. And I never asked once what the new NATO headquarters cost. I refuse to do that. But it is beautiful. Each one marks a pivotal event in the history of this alliance and in the eternal battle between good and evil. On one side, a testament to the triumph of our ideals over a totalitarian communist ideology bent on the oppression of millions and millions of people. On the other, a painful reminder of the barbaric evil that still exists in the world and that we must confront and defeat together as a group, as a world. This twisted mass of metal reminds us not only of what we have lost, but also what forever endures, the courage of our people, the strength of our resolve, and the commitments that bind us together as one. We will never forget the lives that were lost. We will never forsake the friends who stood by our side. And we will never waver in our determination to defeat terrorism and to achieve lasting security, prosperity, and peace. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. What a powerful speech. Guess what? If you're an American, you paid 70% of that
building.
Right.
That's right.
Whatever the price was. And it's so wonderful because he said he was going to make sure that people paid their fair share.
Yeah.
And that each of those countries, I saw Greece laughing. I saw Greece's prime minister laughing. I saw France kind of, it's like, they're going to need to pay their fair share.
Send the money.
And we're going to go on a French fry strike.
Yeah.
Obviously, that ain't happening. But we get back from this break. Imagine this. A mayor ordered all the pastors in that city to turn their sermons over to the government. That actually happened. It happened in Texas, in Houston, Texas. But the governor of Texas has signed a bill called the Sermon Safeguard Bill to prevent that, and they are a lead state for states to begin to do this. But first, we have this offer for you. Take a look at this.
Offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom. There is a cost to living in rebellion to God and failing to acknowledge Him personally and as a nation. That cost is oppressive leadership or living an oppressed life. This kind of oppression is not to push us away from the Lord, but to bring us back to the Lord. The very reason it comes upon a nation is because they've turned away from God. Yet there comes a time when this oppression is over. In this message, you'll be able to gain wisdom from looking back and learning how Israel was under great oppression, as God had sold them to a ruthless, cruel governmental leader for 20 years. You'll also learn how important it is to turn back to God and listen for His voice, a word from the Lord, when He begins to give you wisdom and how to fight for your freedom, and how important it is to hear what He says, believe Him, and act on it to be free. You'll discover how many words of freedom from the Lord sit on the shelf waiting for someone to believe the oppression is over, believe God, and fight for the freedom that God wants you to believe. We learn all through this through the life of Deborah. We want to send you this offer for a gift of any amount. You can go to VFNTV.com and become a partner by clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2034. There comes a time when oppression is over, but you must fight for your freedom.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Can you lose your job for referring to your faith? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Out of the blue here all of a sudden last Wednesday morning, here comes my boss walking into one of the stores I was in, and he goes, I'm going to have to let you go. And I said, for what? And he said, harassment. You can't tell people that if you're not religious, you're going to go to H-E-L-L. And I said, I didn't say any of that.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You can't be fired for your faith, and it had to be documented. There was this attempt a few years ago to create what was called a religious free zone at the workplace, but that did not come into fruition. And we beat those guidelines back. So, again, that's an overreaction. Let me get you in touch also with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help. And, by the way, great resources, Gary, on our website. The On the Issues section, when you go there, right there on the website, has a whole section about workplace and what you can and cannot do. But since you've been terminated here, let me get you in touch with our lawyers.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and on this Minute with Maxwell, we want to especially honor and recognize our mothers. This is a very special day to me, and interestingly, in the last couple, have been more special than others because a couple of years ago, I lost my mom. What a beautiful, beautiful person she was, and how I miss her, and every day I think of her. And I think of her unconditional love for me. I was very blessed to have a mom who really every day showed me unconditional love. I think that's probably where I get my security from. I think that's where I very early in my life found myself. It's interesting. I've always said I found myself because my mom knew me so well and she loved me so unconditionally. So for all the moms out there, I want to encourage you today, love on your children. Give them some of that unconditional love. And for all the kids, hey, do something special for your mom. You got her with you? Do something special for her. Trust me, she may not always be around. Moms, happy Mother's Day.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Could you imagine that your mayor told all the pastors in the city, they demanded by law that you turn in your sermons, all the things you preached? Well, that happened in Houston. John, tell us what happens in Texas and what are they doing about it?
Well, listen, thank God for Texas, because yes. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, just signed into law
to counteract this kind of thing.
To counteract this stuff. It's called the Sermon Safeguard Bill. And they just signed it into law Sunday. And this is what the governor said. He said he vows always to fight to preserve our religious liberty as Americans and as Texans. Efforts to erode religious liberty are a threat to all liberty, and all religious leaders must be absolutely secure in the knowledge that religious freedom is beyond the reach of government. This is so, so important.
What's the First Amendment?
Yes.
The government shall make no laws concerning religion.
Yep.
And so he's reassuring the First Amendment for the church in Texas. Now, right now, it could happen, I guess, in other particular states.
Well, this shouldn't have had to happen at all. But it did happen.
It did. They were carrying their sermons in, and they were turning them in. Of course, we don't, you know.
You can have them.
Been wanting you to hear that for quite some time. But listen, we're gonna have to go to a quick break here, because we have all the managers from a Christian television network station, came in to the studios here at WHBR. We had a chance to stand with David Mayo, the manager of WHBR. And he asked me to be able to come in and speak prophetically over them. And we served them a meal. And it was just wonderful meeting all the managers. They're wonderful people that are keeping the light and keeping the torch going. And the word went forth. And the word is very specific. And we'll talk more about that when we get back from the break. You've got to see this. It's a powerful thing. Imagine seeing all the managers from the Christian Television Network in one place where you're about to see it in just a minute after this break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom Business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel in love at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy, because she's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? and how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere. Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have such an amazing thing for you. It's what the managers of Christian Television Network came together as David Mayo, the longtime faithful manager of WHBR with his wife Beverly, hosted all the Christian Television Network managers from around the nation. And they came in, they meet annually, but this is the first time they ever came reportedly to Pensacola. And he hosted, did a wonderful job, and a lot of the VFN TV crew came in to be able to help them out as well. But I was asked to prophesy, you know, speak prophetically over the meal, and just prayed about it. And I got a chance to loose the word, which you'll hear in just a moment, about news anchors. But as I was loosing this word, John, at the very day, because it was on May the 18th when this was happening, and the word of the Lord is that news anchors were going to start falling out of their place. And we've seen a lot of news anchors fall and be removed, and it's amazing. We'll talk about that. But as I was prophesying this word, and I was holding up this anchor that you would see that we gave to Bob DeAndre, who's the founder of Christian Television Network, an amazing, beautiful man. And as I was holding it up, the founder of Fox News, look at this, the founder of Fox News, Roger Ailes, fell dead that very day that prophecy went out, the news anchors would fall. He's the founder of Fox News. He fell in Florida, hit his head, hit his body somewhere, and he bled out on that day. I mean, God is doing something. You know, hearts go out to the Ailes family, but this, there's something happening. But let's join the managers as we came together. We served them food, had a wonderful time, and we just thank God for David Mayo and Bob DeAndre. Take a look. We'll be right back. So David asked me to share a prophetic word. I got an encouraging word for you. You're going to have all the money you need. When you get to heaven. Okay, we're going to pave your streets with gold, Vicki. Thank God for Vicki, too. She's broadcasting us up from Missouri. We have one person that calls us, encourages us all the way from Missouri. You know, it's so exciting to hear that. But this is the prophecy that came to us in our previous studio before we came here, and it's coming to pass. It's called Anchors Away, and talking about news anchors. It was given in 2014, but since then, the Lord said that in this word, that news anchors are going to begin to fall. They're going to begin to come down, and God's going to go to the deep waters and pull up men and women, women and men anchors, who from the deeps and come up, and he's going to use them to speak prophetically into situations, that you're going to tell the news before the news. You're going to be able to give words of knowledge. And so when you're thinking about that, you're thinking that would never happen. But since that word came out, we're watching anchors fall like I don't know what, like I was in the Navy again. You know, it began with George Stephanopoulos funding a presidential campaign and didn't say it. Remember that happened? But you had Brian Williams, NBC, Roger Ailes, Fox News. Who would have thought anybody would have been coming from Fox? Bill O'Reilly. Who would have thought Bill would, you think that it'd be another one. Anyway, so Greta Van Susteren, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Gretchen Carson, Megyn Kelly, and the secular media is just disturbed. They don't even know what they're doing. But God prophesied this in 2014 that it would be happening. So say with me prophetically, anchors away. Anchors away! Okay. So while I was in a sabbatical in December 2016, it's Bill Yont. Bill calls me, and I'm seeking the Lord for 2017, what to do. You know how that is. God, help me. Anyway, so Bill calls me up and says, I just have to give you this word. And so this is a word for this year. And I believe it's for CTN and all the media who wants to go after this word. This is the word. I will begin to redeem the glasses. I'll begin to redeem the media and the airwaves in 2017. I sense there's something in the air. It's as though heaven is descending a little lower to earth. The prince of the power of the air is being divinely interfered with and massively interrupted. I heard heaven proclaim, this time has come to redeem the airways covering the earth and begin to impact the media to become a conduit to pour out my spirit on all flesh. I then saw angels begin to anoint satellite stations and dishes above the earth. And on the earth, angels were descending upon huge television towers. Television towers and radio towers. Great heavenly broadcasting interference was about to come to the earth. And angels were being assigned to billboards, newspapers, nationwide magazines. The airways will be used to announce outpouring. Anything the angel could use to get in their hands, they used to make a noise and alert for the coming great outpouring of God's Spirit of love that's coming to earth, the Great Awakening, God, Jesus. Computers, online services will feel the weight of God's glory impacting them. Divine favor was being given to many ministries with the media, that's you guys, this coming year in 2016 to go nationwide and worldwide. So that's y'all. It's us. A hunger for the supernatural and the miraculous cause will cause television and radio talk shows to begin to be enamored by the testimonies, genuine healings, heavenly visitations, that news reporters will begin to lean towards unusual stories of awesome happenings that were leaving their listening audience spellbound with the idea there must be a God. Let it happen, right? In closing, he says, I sense the Father saying, I will use even the air itself to testify of my power and my might. From shore to shore, I will become the desire of the nations. And of course, Psalms 104:3, he makes the clouds his chariots and rides on the wings of the wind. And so that came to me when I was seeking the Lord for, like, something, help me. And then the Lord spoke to me and showed me that what you see right now happening, don't be dismayed by it, because America's at the top of Mount Carmel, and you have all of Jezebel's prophets prophesying behind mics, and they're just constantly going, you know, Elijah's not going to win. God's not going to win. They're at the top of Mount Carmel. And they're just shouting all that stuff out. It's like crazy. But God's sitting over here like Elijah with his arms crossed, waiting for them to finish doing what they're doing. Then all of a sudden, you're going to see God sweep in. So the chaos, it was, imagine how chaotic that was, because all these guys, it could be like CNN, MSNBC, but they just happen to have TV stations and mics. But they lose in the end. It was only Elijah and God on the other side. You know, and so that chaos you think is coming, it's going to bring about a great awakening. And right now, as our president, who God told me October 3rd he would be president, and told me that he would be a friend of the church, told me he'd be a friend of the church first, and then he told me who it was October 13th. And he showed me that this president was going to buy everybody into the White House, and he's bought everybody in the White House. But the moving of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Israel will be the breakout for America. He's going right now, so we got to pray that he follows through, but that movement will release a blessing on us and America for the end time harvest. And he's a friend of the church. He's a friend of the Constitution, and something that we prayed for. It might not be the exact thing that we're thinking about, but you remember how it was, you know. And I don't know how long that will be. And finally, God showed us about North Korea, that if we don't fight North Korea over there, God showed us specifically Kim Jong-un in front of our White House and us having to fight the battle here. So the fact that we're carrying military vessels over there and dealing with it over there will keep us from having to deal with it here. So it's exciting. We have a pro-life, pro-constitution, pro-church president, you know, and now we just need to wake up our Congress to get involved in the process. But I want to say we're excited about being part of the family. We're honored to be here with David. We have a program that comes on 5 days a week. We train up interns. Our internship's 6 months because you come in and get involved in a program producing it every single day. We got to go on the air every day. It's humbling. And so, and then people call you and tell you a bunch of typos. No. But it's 6 months, and it's coupled with discipleship. And so they can come, hardly know anything about the Lord. By the time they get done, they're being discipled at the same time that they're learning all the media skills. So we'd be honored if anybody wants to send anybody to internship with us here at VFN TV. And we thank you. God bless you all. Oh, one more thing. Yes, we're going to pass out that word to you. Can you bring the thing? I got something for you, Bob. I want to give you right here. Can you bring, John, bring it to me. Quick. John's with me on there. That's John Ramos right there. Oh, also, we put these on the table for you. Notice there's an anchor hanging off the mug to remember that you are that anchor that God's raising up. Yeah. Yeah, it's yours to keep. Yeah, and I believe that we're going to have the station. So I want to present this to you, Bob. Bob, you kids there. But we have an anchor for you. And that very prophetic word is written across the anchor right here. And God had on our heart, we want to make sure that we prophetically, God, we thank you for the opportunity, God, and for Bob's vision, Father God. Lord, we say, renew our hope and our vision of our ministries, that we would be bold again like Bob was when he said yes to you, God, that we would be anchors for you, Father God. So, Bob, we want to present this to you. This is your own anchor.
My anchor holds.
Yeah, your anchor holds, and that's the Anchors Away prophecy right there.
That's so awesome. Bob Danner, if you have not met him, he's just the kindest man,
yes,
gentlest man. And I'm so glad he was able to be here. Of course, Dave and Beverly Mayo are just beautiful people. And we do this together, you know,
that's
with
right.
them. And it's just, we have so many things that we believe we're going to be announcing about that, that God's been giving us dreams about
yeah.
it. We can't talk about it just yet. But think about it. All those managers represent millions of viewers
oh, yes.
across the country, worldwide, because we had CTNI was there, which represents, I believe, a half a billion folks.
Wow.
Half a billion? Yeah, half a billion folks. And it's just amazing. And it's been faithful. I think it was back in the 70s that God laid it on Bob's heart. He's been, all his life, he's been an electrician, and he's a master electrician. Hmm. And he's been blessed in business, and he had money back in the 70s, like maybe $70,000 or something. It was a small amount of money, but he was able to start Christian Television Network in Clearwater.
Wow.
And then WHBR, which is the studios here, which David Mayo manages. That began as their first affiliate. And next thing you know, it's all around the nation and different places in the world. And we're just so grateful for our managers, Knoxville, Nashville, Clearwater,
Colorado, Georgia, Fort Myers,
Illinois,
West Palm Beach.
It's just exciting. And if you get a chance to give a shout out to them, you want to just pray
yes,
for them and also
yes.
bless Christian Television Network. And we thank you for those that are standing with us as partners. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So thank you for your partnership. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, we just appreciate our viewers and our listeners right now, Father God. And I pray that you would just bless them and encourage them, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us leadership to be able to stand bold and stand strong in the face of many adversaries and to be able to stand up for the oppression that's come against the taxpayer of America and that's coming against the oppression of people through persecution of Christians and people throughout the world. And now that somebody's standing up, that America's standing up, Lord, we ask you that you would just stop the government of North Korea from doing these missiles and trying to start a nuclear war, that you would just end it, God, and free the North Koreans and free the church, God, we pray. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask this in Jesus' name. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that? God has called us to be family. We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not... We're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Mm-hmm. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door, and they said, And of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh, my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought Jesus lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside, you know, and your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship, say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.